Yesterday on the programme, the former deputy leader of the Alliance Party, Seamus Close, told this show it would be a fundamental error for his party, the Alliance Party, to take the Justice Ministry. Alliance has now given a document to the DUP and Sinn Féin setting out its key issues before it decides whether to accept the Justice Ministry. But another party has shown interest in taking up the position. The Green leader, Stephen Agnew, says he would be open to the possibility of taking the Justice job if the conditions were right. Mr. Agnew is with us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
I missed you during manifesto time. You sent in
capable Ross Brown on and did a very good job in your programme.
It's interesting how others are sent in, Stephen. I remember the days you used to do it.
Absolutely, and I had so much fun doing them.
So much fun that you send someone else in these days. Anyway, let's have a look at this. Yesterday you were scathing about the programme for government, so how on earth could you go in there?
Well, I was asked a question. I mean, you said I've expressed an interest. It was more I was asked a question by a journalist if the parties came knocking at the Green Party's door and asked us to take up the post, would we consider it? And I think the responsible answer is yes, of course, we would consider it, but we would, you know, we'd be very clear on the conditions in which we would go in. The programme for government would have to be better than what the draft I've seen. Now, I have seen an early draft. I'm not currently in the negotiations, so I don't know what amendments have been made. But,
so you stood on the Green Party platform, and weeks after the vote, days after the vote, for goodness sake, are you now telling your voters that you would go in and implement DUP Sinn Féin policy?
No, well, that's exactly...
For a ministerial car?
That's exactly what I wouldn't do. If it was simply a matter of implementing DUP Sinn Féin policy, I would make the call and my party would make the call that we'd be better outside government holding those parties to account.
Well, don't you already know the answer to that?
I think we can speculate, but without ever having those conversations, we're not sure what changes we could make. The judgment that we would have to make is, could we achieve more change, achieve more of the pledges in the Green Party manifesto in government or out of government?
Let's see how seductive this ministerial car would be for the Green Party. Or maybe you would insist on having a ministerial bike, Stephen, would you?
Well, I mean, one of the genuine considerations is the safety aspect. I know that the last Justice Minister was driven around in essentially a armoured 4x4 because of the weight of it. The Justice Minister doesn't get the sort of standard, relatively energy efficient Skoda. But the reality for me, as I say, it's about whether or not we could affect more change in government or out of it. Now, in the last mandate, with one MLA, we were able to achieve changes. I got a law passed around children's services. We've kick-started the debate on marriage equality by bringing forward the first-ever motion, and now parties are almost crawling over themselves to be seen as the champions for marriage equality. So we've made changes in opposition, and if we feel that is the place that we can affect the most change, then that's where we'll stay.
Well, let's look, because you're open to the idea. That's me being fair, isn't it? Of you becoming your party accepting the justice.
If we were offered that, we would consider it. And
okay,
that's as much of a commitment we've given at this stage.
Well, let's look at some of what you promised people in your manifesto. You see, I might even get back to talking to you about your manifesto in terms of legislation. So you promised people before the election that you would introduce legislation to support mothers who wish to breastfeed.
Mm-hmm.
You said that you would treat drug addiction as a health problem rather than as a crime. So the Justice Minister of Northern Ireland, if it were a Green Party minister, would insist, would they, that drug addiction is no longer treated as a crime?
Well, those are the sorts of issues we'd be taking into any negotiations about the approach we want to take. If you look at the last mandate, and that is the only evidence we have to go on, the previous Justice Minister wanted, for example, to bring forward abortion reform around fetal abnormality. He was told no. And I think,
Do you want the extension of the 67 Abortion Act in Northern Ireland?
Well, that's precisely a question we would have to ask ourselves. Could we hold that position of Justice Ministry whilst being told by the DUP Sinn Féin, you can't make progress on this issue?
So how about
you don't... on and something that we've been elected on.
So these are the types of issues
okay. that we would take into any negotiation.
So how about you don't ask yourselves, how about I ask you, mm-hmm. given your position, very important policy, isn't it? And widely debated in Northern Ireland, your party stands firm that you want the extension of the 67 Abortion Act in Northern Ireland. Mm-hmm. Could you possibly take that Justice Ministry job if you didn't get that?
I think that would be very challenging if we couldn't at least see some progress.
I remember the days, Stephen, when you didn't use politicians' language. That would be very challenging, is what every politician in the country says.
It absolutely would. Listen,
so let's have a yes or a no here. If you didn't get the 67 Abortion Act in Northern Ireland, could you possibly, with any integrity, say, "Ah, we're taking the ministerial car for justice anyway"?
Well, I'm very clear. I thought I was clear with you, Stephen, that would be an issue we'd be taking into the discussions. If we could not see progress in that, that is certainly something that we would find challenging. So unless there was something else that we could say, well, yes, we didn't get progress in this, but look what we have achieved. And some of the issues I've raised that we want to see change on around the Green New Deal, around investment in early years, so as we can ensure every child has an equal opportunities and has a good start in life, around progress and integrated education. These are some of the things that we'd absolutely be looking progress on. And, these are the judgment calls you have to make. Our ultimate—I know you're very keen on red lines—but our ultimate decision.
Well, because it seems these days that politicians don't have many, and red lines, by the way, it means promises that you will keep that you've made to the electorate. That's what a red line is.
Well, what we would do is make a judgment call. We made a promise to progress the Green Party manifesto. We would have to make a judgment call. Could we do that better in government or out of government? And ultimately, that's the basis on which we would make any decision.
It's La La Land, anyway. La La Land, isn't it, as I call things? Because this isn't going to happen, is it?
Well, this was a question put to me by a journalist, which is why, you know, I gave a statement and why is a party where, well, we had the conversation. We knew it was a possibility. And at this point, that's all it is. It's a possibility. But the reality is we aren't in those negotiations. But were we to be in those negotiations, were we to get a call, were we to get a knock on the door, we would make a judgment as well or not we could achieve more in government or out of government. I'm proud of our record and out of government, what we've been able to achieve. So unless we got a genuine commitment from the other parties that will be in the government that that we can see progress on the Green Party manifesto, then we wouldn't take it.
Okay.
And the sort of allure of the ministerial car, as you put it, and I think it's fairly obvious, cars are not what drives me, but the status, you know, that comes with that is not an allure in and of itself. I'm in politics to affect change. I stood for election to advance the Green Party manifesto, and that's what I've stood for.
Thanks very much, Stephen.